Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the latest edition of the Renegades Radio Podcast. It is the goal of many in their lives to do something remarkable that makes them known for something in the annals of history. In some cases, it can be for the wrong reasons. Look at John Hinckley's shooting of President Ronald Reagan as a quick example. For most everyone else who isn't a raving lunatic, it is creating some form of art that stands the test of time and puts their mark on the record books. When it comes to the world of music, there is a term for these people. They're called one-hit wonders. Artists or groups that, for one fleeting moment, captured lightning in a bottle and created a hit song or album and were unable to follow it up with further success. But just because these artists or groups haven't had another success, in many cases they continue on performing for adoring audiences that yearn to hear them. September 25th was National One-Hit Wonder Day in the States of America, and the Renegades Radio Podcast thought we'd dedicate an hour to some of those artists who have reached the brass ring and had that moment in the sun. Let's get it started with one of my personal favorites from when I was a bit younger, a band called The Producers. Back in the heady early days of MTV, many bands got airplay because, well, MTV didn't have a lot of videos to play at the time. The Producers were so popular on MTV that they headlined MTV's New Year's Rockin' Eve in 1982. That was the epitome of the band's success, however. They were dropped by their record label soon after their MTV success and had their members shuttle in and out over the years. The band would officially retire in 1991, but they still occasionally get together for one-off shows in the southeastern United States. You can count that they're playing this song during one of those shows. Here's The Producers with their one-hit wonder, She Sheila, on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Sometimes a one-hit wonder can cover another one-hit wonder. That's a group from England called Doctor and the Medics covering the Norman Greenbaum classic Spirit in the Sky on the Renegades Radio podcast. Doctor and the Medics broke on the scene in 1986, but they were never able to recreate the success of that moment with Spirit in the Sky. They tried to tread that same ground in covering ABBA's Waterloo and Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Round Like a Record just 4 years ago. However, the band continues to perform today, very popular in Europe, and especially with the oldies circuit. Also in there were a couple of female-fronted bands, Laurie Sargent and Face to Face with 1098, and Rindy Ross and Quarterflash with Harden My Heart. In both of these cases, it was perhaps the ladies just being ahead of their time as female leaders of a group. Despite their best efforts and their singular hits, both artists and their bands were out of the music business within a couple of years of their biggest success. They do continue to play today, however, but with nowhere near the same notoriety that they enjoyed in the 1980s. Why do bands sometimes choose to go the cover route in becoming a one-hit wonder? There's a built-in familiarity for many in covering a popular song from the past, and it sometimes can ease the path into the annals of music history. It also reduces the artistic merit, so to speak, in covering someone else's song. All you gotta do is not mess it up too badly. Here's another example of covering a song from the past. In the late 1970s, the group Lips Inc. had a major disco hit with Funky Town. An Australian band called Pseudo Echo heard the disco classic and figured that it could use a little rocking up, so they decided to cover the song in 1987. It was an immediate hit, making it to number one in their native Australia, number six in the US, and number eight in the UK. But they would never find that same success again. Pseudo Echo is still around today, though, performing primarily in Australia and New Zealand, and they did come back to the United States in 2015. The band recorded at the Viper Room in Los Angeles and released that performance on a CD as Live at the Viper Room. You can bet they played their one and only hit song, their cover of Lips Inc.'s Funky Town.
Time.
So, who did it better? That was the one-hit wonder Alien Ant Farm with their cover of the legendary Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal on the Renegades Radio podcast. There are many who believe that Alien Ant Farm did a better job with the song than Jackson, and as you heard, they didn't deviate much from the successful version that Jackson performed. It didn't translate into long-term success for Alien Ant Farm, but that didn't stop the band from becoming a staple on the concert circuit. They were most recently a part of the highly popular Gen X tour in 2018, along with other fan favorites like Buck Cherry, POD, and Lit. While it might seem like rock and pop have an overabundance of one-hit wonders, rap has its share of them as well. In fact, there would be some that would say that it might be easier to have a hit song in the rap world than in the, quote, real music world, unquote, because all you have to do is come up with a catchy rhyme and a beat. There's still some talent behind rap, though, and there's also a plethora of one-hit wonders to choose from. While we could have gone with someone like Vanilla Ice for this segment, we decided to go north of the border for this one. Back in 1993, the Canadian rapper Snow was one of the hottest rappers on the scene with his song Informer. The song would spend 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and would earn the Guinness Book of Records slot as the biggest selling reggae song in history and the highest charting reggae song in history. Now, there were plenty of problems behind the scenes that pushed Snow into one-hit wonder history. While Informer was at its peak, Snow was wrapping up serving a stint in prison for attempted murder, and he never could quite capture that fire again. He does remain popular in Canada, however, and continues to work in the industry to this day. In fact, this very year, Snow worked with popular rap act Daddy Yankee on the song Con Calma and was nominated for 3 Latin American Music Awards. And it all started with this. Here's Snow with his claim to one-hit wonder fame, Informer, on the Renegades Radio podcast.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo,
what's going on, yeah? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. These are them that come in and they blow down my door. Rainy car pour through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination region at the east detention. Where the look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. The mother think them have more power. They pon the phone, me say they pon a war. Me for want to use the once and now me call me lover. Love who me calling and the one tell me. And me lover you, my heart down to my belly. Yes, and I'm a stomach, I feel cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shine and the one that is snow. Together we all have a Mr. Tornado. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a stomach, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. So listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rock with the microphone, with the rock on steady. You say that I'm a stormy, yeah, the heart to cut down. But I'm not in and I have the dance. And me say, where you come from? People them say you come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in Connecticut, don't know what you know. Pure black people, man, is all I man know. Yeah, my shoes are empty, rapping on me toes, you so show. With me, you're ballin' all the one Toronto. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's snow me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a snow me, I the boom shaka. Tell me never lay it down flat, and now I'm cardboard box. You say that I'm a snow me, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snow me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a snow me, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a snow me, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Why would I? Why would I?
With my dibby dibby girl, police knock my door, lick up my pal, rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands, trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm backed in a trap. Slap me in the face and took all of my gap. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer, but Sham won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Diddly-dong, diddly-diddly-dong, damn, boy. Ing, boy, ing, boy, ing, boy.
But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me up like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
To the flight from the school of old hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. 3 to to the two where one mic check, mass skill blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just kill. Party people, it's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
Something you've probably heard if you've ever been at a major sporting event, that's the Atlanta-based rap duo Tag Team with Whoomp, There It Is, on the Renegades Radio podcast. That is the only claim to fame that Cecil Glenn, who went by the surname DC the Brain Supreme, and Steve Gibson, otherwise known as Steve Rowland, had from their 1992 debut album of the same name. Their sophomore album didn't sell as well, however, forcing their record label into bankruptcy in 1997. This would cause some problems for Tag Team. The ownership of the rights to Whoomp were in question as a result of their label's bankruptcy. For 20 long years, the battle ensued in the courts before, in 2017, Tag Team was able to retain 100% of the writer's share of royalties and receive a portion of the publisher's income derived from the exploitation and any future sale of the rights to Whoomp. To this day, however, Tag Team is on the road, performing for adoring audiences and bringing them to their feet with this rollicking song. To wrap up our look at one-hit wonders, we're going to look at one of the stranger occurrences in the history of the subject. The group New Radicals were basically frontman Greg Alexander and child actress Danielle Brisbois, who appeared on the television sitcom All in the Family. In 1998, they were signed to MCA Records and advanced $600,000 to record an album. They came up with Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too. The album featured the song You Get What You Need, but soon after the record company got around to releasing the record and the band was out on tour, Alexander announced that the group was disbanding in the middle of the tour. In announcing the breakup of the band, Alexander actually said he lost interest in fronting a one-hit wonder to the point that he was wearing a hat while performing so that people wouldn't see his lack of enthusiasm. Just like that, New Radicals was no more. Alexander hasn't contributed to the music industry in any significant manner since 1999, the true epitome of a one-hit wonder, and here's his contribution. You Get What You Need on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
We'll be right back. Bursting here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Crawling in the Dark with Hoobastank as we wrap up our look at one-hit wonders on the Renegades Radio podcast. Hoobastank was one of those alternative bands that came out in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they actually did have some good success. Another song from the band, The Reason, almost grabbed the brass ring before coming up short as a number 2 single on the Billboard Hot 100. And the band continues to play today, despite the fact that they haven't had a charting single or album since the early 2000s, but they do play to wildly appreciative audiences wherever they go. It is something that many of us will never do, have a chart-topping single or popular album that is loved by millions. So to denigrate one-hit wonders as being unimportant or insignificant is perhaps the wrong approach to take. And if the artist or group is able to make a life out of that one hit and provide some joy for their fans, is there anything really wrong with that? When September 25th comes around next year, you can count that the Renegades Radio podcast will be celebrating again. We're coming to the end of another decade, the 2010s, and on the next Renegades Radio podcast, we're going to take some time and look back at the last 10 years of some of the biggest songs of the decade. It's been a wild trip. Just think, 10 years ago there was this hot newcomer by the name of Lady Gaga who was capturing everyone's attention. And we'll look back at the 2010s in music. It should be a good time for all listeners, regardless of your musical preference. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you'd like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at RenegadesRadio.com and follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at Renegades_Radio, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RenegadeRadio. That's RenegadRadio. And on Instagram at Renegades Radio. Finally, if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio podcast, be sure to email us at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.